People who sign up for the registry only get a fraction of the rights of married couples, including the right to be notified if a partner has a medical emergency. Although the new partnership registry is open to same-sex and opposite-sex couples, four of the first five couples were same-sex couples. Lisa Myers and Amanda Patenow wanted to register their partnership for pragmatic as well as romantic reasons.
Well, we're legally married in Boston, and we got married in front of our friends and family here in Florida, but it wasn't legally recognized in our community, so we were just wanted to have that recognition here where we live and, you know, where our important people are. Mm-hmm.
And to be able to carry out the responsibilities of being in a committed relationship and caring for one another.
The Williams Institute of the UCLA Law School found that nearly 14 out of every 1,000 households in St. Pete are same-sex couples. That's near the top of the mid-sized cities in the country. Chris Steinacker, president of the St. Petersburg Chamber of Commerce, said that advertising St. Pete as a city of equality will draw business talent to the area.
This is a big piece of creating a competitive advantage. We are in a race for talent. St. Petersburg, the Tampa Bay area, is desperately seeking talent in every one of our professions, from IT to art. Talent goes where they're most appreciated. This is one of those things where if we treat everybody fairly, we will get our fair share of good talent. So from a business perspective, every wonderful community that's competing on a global scale has these things in place already. Now we're there. Now we can proudly say we've got a piece of it.
City Council member Steve Cornell voted for the registry when it was approved in June. Cornell and his partner Bobby Poth were one of the first couples to register.
You know, 20 years ago, 25 years ago, a lot of gay and lesbian people felt like they had to hide and were ashamed of themselves or just were told to hide, basically, and were afraid to be honest and open about who they are. And that changing, as that has changed, people have changed and it's just accelerated because the more people get to know somebody who's gay, lesbian, bisexual, or transgender, the less afraid they are.
State Representative Rick Kreisman is happy the city is taking a step to improve the rights of its LGBT citizens, but he said the work isn't over.
I know a lot of couples, you know, who have been together for 20, 30 years, longer than straight couples I know that have been married and remarried and remarried again. You know, there's no reason for us not to have gay marriage. I mean, it just, there really is no justification for it. So I hope this is a step in that direction. Unfortunately, with the current makeup of our legislature and governor, I don't see it happening on the state level. I think it's going to have to happen federally.
Some other rights the domestic partnership registry provides are visitation of a partner in a correctional facility, engaging in the education of a partner's children, and the right to plan burials. Registration is open Monday through Wednesday during business hours in City Hall. For WMNF News, I'm Samuel Johnson in St. Petersburg.